brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Hey, hey, hey!
One, 62.
Feeling good.
How our daily you? Reminder that we've got men and women who serve. And let's face it, thank you for your service, but let's thank the families as well, because when you've got someone deployed overseas, you don't always know where they're at. Heck, you don't always know what they're doing over at Tinker if you've got them over there. So, you know, there's a lot of worry that goes along with it. So we thank all the military families as well. We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal. And perhaps you tuned in to last night's Manning cast during Monday Night Football playoff.
I should have. Because I was tired of watching the regular broadcast because it was so awful.
It was bad. I should have done that. I saw it all unfold on Twitter, which is, you know, a good avenue. But yes, I would like to have watched more of The Rock. I saw The Rock in clips, but yes, it was the game was so bad that would have made it much more entertaining.
Well, let's start with Peyton Manning, his brother throwing it to him so he could break down an important play.
Before you do that, Larry, let's go to Peyton. He's going to break down that touchdown. I can't hear. Never mind. Peyton's doing something else, Larry. Well, so you're back with you.
We can break.
Kyler's ready for this moment. First playoff game.
They had Larry Fitzgerald on, right, the former Cardinals receiver. And
now let me ask you. There was a bleep there.
I put the bleep there.
Okay, so when you're watching, getting the raw, unfiltered.
It was all in your business.
Okay. It was pure.
Yeah,
Manning.
Remember when Marshawn Lynch was on there? He was cussing up a storm.
Okay, I didn't know whether they were bleeping them live.
Disney
or
did not bleep them. No.
Okay.
No, play that again, Phil, but without the bleep this time, and just see how. No, I'm kidding. But play it again, knowing that Larry Fitzgerald is on there, and they're like, "Well, yeah, you're right. He's throwing it to Peyton. Eli is to set up the analysis of this very important play."
Before you do that, Larry, let's go to Peyton. He's going to break down that touchdown. I can't hear. Never mind. Peyton's doing something else, Larry.
Well,
so you're back with you.
We can break.
Kyler's ready for this moment. First playoff game.
Never mind.
Ready for this big moment? Here we are, the Manning cast, and he can't hear bleep.
I like how quickly he transitioned, though, like a true broadcast professional.
Never mind. Gotcha.
By the way, you know, Peyton Manning is the prototypical everybody's big brother. He dresses like a big brother. He acts like a big brother. He combs his hair like a big brother.
Yep.
Everything about him screams, "Mom liked him best." I mean, just looking at him, I like him, but I can't stand him at the same time.
Eli's pretty funny, too. Eli's a pretty likable guy.
They have good comedic chops.
And they do.
They're building their own empire without having to do all the dirty work. Like, they both could easily be in the booth making a lot of money doing a regular game each week, but they're like, "No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to sit on my couch and make the same money."
Peyton strikes me as a guy who slaps his brothers in the head quite a bit.
Oh, remember the ESPN commercial? Yeah. They had them walking down the hall, kicking each other behind the back. It was awesome. Archie Manning gave him the dirty look.
Yeah. Cooper was there, too. He was walking with Archie, and the other two were just jacking around.
I like Cooper's getting his own deals now, too. It's funny.
Yeah, but his son's about to be a big-time recruit.
I envy guys with older brothers and younger brothers because I had a sister.
You want my older brother? Take him.
Well, no, I envy your stories. I know that you ended up with a dart in your forehead once. And
I mean, it's a really charming story 40 years later, but while you're being forced to stand against a door and have an idiot throw darts at you.
And Curtis, didn't you and your brothers, like, wrestle?
We would watch.
Didn't one of you get injured?
Well, you'd watch, like, you know, the old WWF or Mid-South carry. You remember Mid-South wrestling or world-class wrestling with the Von Erichs?
Oh, the Von Erichs.
Yeah, and you always, and when you're a kid, you're a little impressionable, and you don't really know what's fake and what's not. In fact, most wrestling you saw as a kid you thought was real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you try to pile drive your brother's head into the concrete.
It's real. It's just predetermined. How about that? The outcome's predetermined because they're really pile driving.
Yeah, they're really jumping off the ring, the ropes.
Yeah, I try to put my brother in a sleeper hold by choking his neck.
We went sleeper hold all the time as kids.
Have you guys, the point of passing out, did you do it?
I never put anybody out, and I never went out.
I don't think I was strong enough.
Okay.
I think I tried. See, but I didn't know that was a bad thing.
You can't put your sister in a chokehold and have your dad be cool with it. It's just not like having brothers fight. So I never got to do that stuff until, you know, I started hanging out with my friends. We'd do stuff like that.
Well, yeah, and you would willingly. You're like, "All right, here, put me in a, see if you can pile drive my head." And, like, it's like one of those, yeah, let's reenact that. I'm like, okay, let's try it.
Who's going to land on the coffee table?
But it's just funny that there's two guys who are on national TV and talk to each other like brothers in yeah. such a relaxed manner doing this broadcast. And they keep you entertained at the same time.
Well, then the big draw. So they had, they always have four guests on, and last thing, Larry Fitzgerald was on there, and the big draw though was The Rock, and I saw The Rock was on Twitter earlier in the day promoting it, and this was so. Phil, are we going to play the big inspirational moment?
Yeah, he's kind of like, what would you say to the Cardinals right now?
Yeah, they were down 14-0. They're deep in their own end zone. He's trying to give him a, because he played football. I mean, he's a football guy. He played at Miami. I mean, he's a Hurricane.
And this is just before Kyler Murray made one of the worst plays of his entire whole life.
Right, right. So have that as a backdrop. But he's like trying to, like, hey, you can get out of this hole. You're down 14-0. You're deep in your own territory, but you can do this, Kyler Murray. This is you. This is The Rock, who is always in the weight room.
Sure.
He's lifting weights, and he's inspirational.
The most inspirational man on the planet.
I can't wait.
You got to get after it. You got to operate as if your back is to the wall. It's a back-to-the-wall philosophy, and when your back is to the wall, every moment in life, you have one place to go, and that's forward. Let's go.
Oh! Ah! No! No! Pick six.
Well, clearly,
it's a good time to do this. I cannot hear you. Dwayne.
By the way,
you hear
what a build up to. It's like the most perfect moment for him to give that inspirational speech to have one of the worst plays he's ever seen.
And then
in his
he
life.
Looks at the camera and says, looks like it's a good time for this, and he chugs a bottle of vodka.
he drinks.
Or not vodka, I think it was tequila.
Was it? Yeah. I mean,
it was bourbon.
Was it bourbon?
It looked like a bourbon bottle. I mean, it didn't look like a tequila bottle.
He put something on ice.
It was a dark liquor.
I was expecting.
Oh, he was drinking the entire time, which was, all respect, Rock. I mean, he's just sitting at home drinking.
I didn't know he put chemicals in his body. He's so big.
I know. That's why I like it, because all he does is works out and eats fish.
Right? I wonder about that, though. Does he... A guy who's in that great shape.
He's the healthiest person in the world.
He puts booze in his body that has absolutely no calories whatsoever.
It just goes right through him.
Right.
I would imagine a guy like that gets drunk pretty easy.
Yeah.
Then.
Well,
because he
weighs 350 pounds.
Yes, but I mean, clearly he doesn't drink very
often.
He has no fat.
Yeah, he's no body fat.
I mean, those are the emptiest calories there are. Alcohol. There's no way
a
guy
calories
like
in
that.
Vodka, Phil. I mean, there's just
and I mean the
really
the thing about it is like The Rock sat through like three or four commercial breaks.
Oh,
like,
that was
just
the longest
there.
Quarter,
like,
wasn't yeah. it?
I think he was the longest running the guest that had the longest time this year.
Now,
he seemed to really enjoy it. Like, there was one point where they realized he had a T-Rex skull behind him, and then he talked about that.
Got that, and let me play this. And then this may have solved a mystery that started in 2020. I'll explain on the other side.
Wait, what is that? You got a T-Rex behind you? What is that? A dinosaur?
I got a T-Rex skull. Yes, that's Stan. As a matter of fact, so Stan was the most complete T-Rex skull ever found by a paleontologist, a young paleontologist, and his name was Stan. So this T-Rex head was named after him. Pretty cool and badass, isn't it?
So
he's got the most complete. I mean, it's not in a museum. It's behind him at his house.
Well,
there's something that's not a mystery. Somebody tweeted at me last night about Stan.
In 2020, there was an auction for Stan, and it went for $31 million to an anonymous bidder. Now, this could be the real Stan. Or it could be a replica worth about $10,000.
Right.
Is it the replica? Do we know that for sure?
There's no way Rock has a $31 million T-Rex head sitting in his... That would be in a museum. The one that was $31 million would be in a museum.
Oh,
you don't have that
it.
Sitting in your living room.
It was sold in 2020 to an anonymous bidder. Nobody knows who has it.
He has the money.
Yeah, I mean, if it was going to be in a museum...
That's per
National
Geographic.
Yeah. It's not in a museum.
It's not in a museum. It was sold to an anonymous bidder for $31 million.
People own art that's that expensive. I don't just keep it in museums.
And Nicolas Cage bought stuff like that, even though it was stolen.
But apparently, now, there are tweets going around. Pat McAfee said, I believe The Rock said Stan is an actual T-Rex, the actual one. But see, that's the thing. Nobody knows for sure if it's a replica or if it's real because that bidder stayed anonymous. So... The Rock has that kind of money.
Sure, he does.
He's probably closer to a billionaire than he isn't.
Well, and I mean, even if you spent $30 million, you could probably flip it in a couple of years for even more if you really needed the money.
But you
back.
Can buy a replica of it, a perfectly done replica for $11,500.
Yeah, about 11 grand.
Yeah, but
would he want that?
He makes $20 million a movie.
Right.
So I mean, it really is just he makes a lot of movies. He's as busy an actor as there's ever been.
If you look at the back end of his movies too, where he's making extra money on the actual ticket sales. On top of what he gets paid,
there's
no doubt he could afford it.
He has lines of clothing with Under Armour, and like he has all these,
I bet you a bunch
all
of
these
workout kind of
advertisement
stuff
deals. Yeah, I mean he has so much money.
But no one can confirm one way or the other unless they look at it personally.
And I would find it funny if he claimed to have the largest intact T-Rex skull and it be a fake.
That happens to celebrities all the time.
Oh, so they claim that?
He has people that do the research before he buys.
Sylvester Stallone
was ripped off to the tunes
of millions because he bought fake art.
But if it was a fake, I don't think he would claim that it was the real one on TV with the Mannings last night. I wouldn't see him as a guy to do that.
Stan was collected in Northwestern South Dakota in 1992.
Okay, and then it was sold in auction.
In 2020.
In 2020, yeah, right.
According to National Geographic.
So, Kerry, you can do...
Stan has the best skull of any Tyrannosaurus Rex ever collected.
He sounds very proud of it when he talks about it.
He's the goat of Tyrannosaurus Rex.
If you're going to have a head in your office, that's the head.
Please grab that Q-tip.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's
I agree, Mr. President.
I want to believe it's real, but Kerry's right. That's a lot of money.
But it's not a lot of money to him.
Right.
They're showing the real Stan skull with a person standing next to it. The real one is much, much larger than the one in his house. Listen. It's like you could put your head inside the real Stan skull.
That's what I was wondering.
You could put the Rock's head in there.
I didn't see it. No. I mean, I didn't see it. And I would just think a dinosaur's head would be pretty big.
Look
head.
It up. It's all over. And you'll see. And I'm going to trust the Rock.
He sounded very convincing.
Do you play this again? Because I just love when he's like,
he goes, yeah.
The best part about it is he's like, it's pretty badass, right? Like when he says that, you're like, yeah, I'm going to agree with you.
And
Rock.
He knows everything about it. It's not like he's just like, oh, yeah, put that replacement skull behind me. And he knew everything about it.
Wait, what is that? You got a T-Rex behind you? What is that? A dinosaur?
I got a T-Rex skull. Yeah, that's Stan. As a matter of fact, so Stan was the most complete T-Rex skull ever found by a paleontologist, a young paleontologist, and his name was Stan. So this T-Rex head was named after him. Pretty cool and badass, isn't it?
Yeah.
If he says it is, I agree.
Yes. You got more cool stuff. I want to hate The Rock, but I can't. He's so awesome.
Nobody wants to hate The Rock.
Why would you hate The Rock?
Because he's everywhere. He's everywhere.
But
he does so many good things for so many people.
Have
he's a good guy.
You ever heard a bad word about him from anybody ever?
No.
Well, Dom Toretto doesn't like him.
Well.
Who?
Well, hopefully they'll write that so it ends well.
Who is
Dom Herrera?
No.
Is this a character?
Well,
somewhere?
Jason Statham, they have issues too.
Hobbs and Shaw never did get along, did they?
No.
I like that Kerry believes in fantasy.
But
he liked
Dom and Hobbs don't get along.
He liked Jason Statham's sister, too.
But Dom is asking him to come back and be in a movie.
I love Kerry's innocence here.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. I want to believe it's real. I want to believe that T-Rex head is real. And if it's proven not to be real, I'm still going to tell people it is.
Spend all the hours of your life worrying about that, Phil.
That's all I do.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you start a GoFundMe and get your own stand?
I don't think I can. Well, 11.
I bet you could do
11
it.
11 grand? Sure, why not?
Let's do it. Let's start I'll start a GoFundMe for your stand head.
Perfect.
All of this is more entertaining than the second half of that NFL game.
Oh, my goodness. Thank God the man. Can we put the Mannings cast on standby for any blowout in the NFL playoffs just to have them ready to go?
Yeah, just call them. Listen, guys, join the Zoom meeting.
Right.
We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.
The replicas are 1/9 the scale of the real Stan head.
Kerry, will you just go with it?
You're a buzzkill,
man. No kidding.
No, I'm factual. I'm a realist. I'm sorry.
It's a journalist. Hey, integrity, people.
Hey, I am. Integrity matters.
Take your integrity to the internet. This is radio, pal.
I'm on the internet right now.
We are the Morning Animals. This is
fact-checking your fake news.
98.1 FM WWLS, the sports animal.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.